Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So truth be told, I just want to let this play before we bring Eric in. Or you can bring him in and just let him listen.
Tell all the hunters to lay down their guns.
Beautiful song.
Tell them that the tiger needs a little bit of love.
Jeremy Conn here on the Lowdown. Just keep, you can let that play. We got to get to the course because we're going to talk some Tiger King here.
Then stand back and mind.
We'll bring Eric Arditi on from Barstool Sports. Eric?
I just want to hear this. I just want to let it play.
And here it is.
Oh, baby.
I saw Tiger.
You know what the Tiger song?
It's glorious.
So you just finished watching the entire series, correct?
Yeah, I finished it today, my wife and I.
I'm trying to tell my wife to go upstairs and watch it, because I told her I would watch it again with her. That's how much... I'm a bit of a maniac when it comes to watching stuff, because I always like to go back a second time and see if there's anything I missed. And with this series, there are so many layers to... Whatever you want this series to be, it can be. Let me just say that, because it starts off with basically murder for hire. And then you're trying to figure out, okay, well, who did it? What was this? How did it happen? But there's so much more to this, as you can tell, because you saw it.
Yeah, I don't know who it was. Someone described it perfectly. It may have been you. They said, this movie, it's like an onion. There are so many different layers and things going on. And the characters, I mean, everyone, Egan, I don't want to spoil it. This is all stuff you learn in the first 3 minutes, but it's like, this guy Joe Exotic seems like a firecracker. And then you learn that he's up to some not so good stuff, and then it's like, by the end of it, he almost seems like the most normal person.
Danny, I don't even want to tell you where... Yeah, I'm all for, by the way, not spoiling anything, because I don't want to ruin it for anyone. It is hard to kind of ruin this. I actually knew... Joe Exotic's story beforehand. And what was funny, I had a buddy text me and say, you have to watch this because I think it's right up your alley. And I started watching it and I'm going, I know this guy from somewhere. And then I realized I saw Joe Exotic on HBO Real Sports, which they do play a clip of that, where he said some outrageous things. And I think Armin Katayan was interviewing him. And then I had forgot that Joe Exotic ran for president, and I watched it on Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and I'm going, oh my God, those are the two things that I remember this guy from, because he has what I would deem an unforgettable look, which I think you would agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, the first images I saw of him, I thought it was like a Kenny Powers outtake type thing.
What did you think was fake? Did you go to look it up to make sure it was real?
I kind of forget where. Yeah, I definitely did that, but like I forget where I saw it at first. And then when I saw, you know, when I dug deeper, I was like, "Oh, this is serious." I almost thought it was like a parody, you know, murder documentary or something. Because I'm like, "Oh, you know, they're hot in the streets. Everyone is watching something or another." And I was like, you know, I almost thought it was like a scary movie type thing where they were just kind of poking fun at all of them. And I was like, "Oh my, no, this is like you couldn't script this stuff."
Yeah, and the other thing, like, so, because Netflix did that, what the hell was the name of that? It was a mockumentary, or the kid that was drawing all the phallic symbols. I'm trying to think of what it was called. It's funny. They did two, like, comedy documentaries. It had two seasons of it. But anyway, so, like, when you're watching it, you're going, I don't know if this is fake or if this is real. And then you start to realize that all of it's real. And tell me if you agree with me on this, because there are three main characters. You have Joe Exotic, you have Doc Antle, and he's in Myrtle Beach. He runs Myrtle Beach Safari. And you have Carol Baskin, who, when I came away from this entire thing, she creeped me out more than anybody on the entire show.
Absolutely. She is the one who, I mean, again, I'm not going to spoil anything, but it's no doubt in my mind, she is by far the worst person in this documentary. I think she's one of the craziest characters in any TV show or murder documentary that I've ever seen. And she has those crazy beady eyes too. I mean, she is a wild ride.
Hello, cats and kittens. I think that's what she says.
Oh man, I wanted to start the segment out with that. I messed up.
Well, you know, how about, so we talked about, and this isn't ruining anything for anybody who hasn't watched it. There's so many layers that you put it. I wasn't the guy that came up with the onion thing, but I wish I had with Joe Exotic, because he is a redneck. He's from Oklahoma. I think I got family, and technically part of my family would be deemed rednecks. They're all from West Virginia and all over the place, but he's from Oklahoma. He has a very interesting voice, to say the least. He's tatted up. He's got piercings everywhere. He's got a blonde mullet. And as far as being a redneck and a gun-toting redneck, loving his guns, he's homosexual. And that was just one, like, he ends up having, and again, this isn't ruining anything, he ends up having two husbands on the show, so he's a polygamist. So, like, I feel like you ever tell a story and then it's so crazy that you're looking at people like, I think you guys believe that I'm lying right now, when I'm not. There's just so many different layers, and I haven't even scratched the surface with this guy.
Yeah, like when I was texting one of my friends about it, you know, I kind of listed everything that you just said there. And I said, you know, he has 277 tigers, and he has two husbands, and he loves guns more than he loves tigers, and he loves this and that. And my buddy just goes, I think you just added like a bunch of random words in that too. And I was like, no, that's all true about him. Like, it's all 100% true. I mean, again, it seems like if a Kenny Powers writer got all hopped up on something and decided to make, you know, another season.
Well, and then you and I were kind of going back and forth. Like, when you meet one of Joe's husbands and find out about his husband, he has some very interesting tattoos, some of which that, I don't know, like, there's lots of different things to this, but when you're reading some of them about, like, what did it say, Joe Exotic's property, I think?
I believe it says property of Joe Exotic right below his belly button.
Or private property, right? Isn't that what
I think that's actually what it says, yeah. I didn't really get a good look at it. I didn't stare too hard at it, but it said something like that.
I stared too hard at it. that's definitely me. I had to. But, yeah, so as far as recommending this to someone, I've said this a ton of times, and I started watching Friday night, and as I was about two episodes in, I said, look, I cannot recommend this enough. Please go watch this. You're welcome. And I've gotten a ton of posts, which I could read some of these. Some people said I should change my name to Jeremy Exotic, which I think is pretty interesting. But I don't
think
know
that
if that... Yeah, I don't know if that technically ties into him. Now, I do have to ask you about his music, because he does have a bunch of different albums on there, like where he talks about, I think the first album he put out had 28 songs on it or something. The one we played is my favorite song, but you also had a favorite song, which was Here Kitty Kitty, I believe.
Here Kitty Kitty is it's a great song, but the music video is probably even better, because they have the Carol lookalike, and I'm not even sure that that's not her. When they showed, you know, they showed the making of the music video where he's holding the tiger poop and she's feeding it pastrami through the cage. Like, I 100% thought that was her. I don't know how many people in Oklahoma look exactly like Carol, but it was, I mean, the music video, I think it only had like 123,000 views when I looked at it earlier today too.
It's got to be over a million now.
Well, myself alone will probably put it over 200K by the end of the night. So.
It is so funny because, like, all the people that have posted on my social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, that have watched this, none of them has said they didn't like it. Every single person has said, I could not stop watching it.
Yeah, and I've kind of had that same feedback from people. It's like, my one buddy today, it's 4:30, and he goes, oh, I'm wrapping up work. I may put that show on. That, you know, I'll probably put it on for like a half hour. And I think my exact text was, in 6 minutes, you will be hooked and you will finish this tonight. And he texted me like 20 minutes later and said, I just told everyone in my office that I'm done for the day and I'm putting this on the big screen. And well, he's still watching it.
See, and there's a ton of stuff here. So it's people that are sending me messages. Just read this. I'm watching it. My jaw has been dropped for 5 episodes. Don't think I've ever said what so many times out loud while watching TV. Got to be the biggest group of degenerates I've ever seen. I am like WTF. I am watching, but I could not turn it off. So, like, I'm telling people, go out and watch it. I didn't want to make this all about Tiger King, but it's definitely worth going out and checking out. And I got a guy coming on tomorrow that followed these guys around for 4 years. So we are going to talk more in depth about Tiger King tomorrow. So hopefully you get a chance to tune in. But I know you're as sad as I am. You know, there's no sports. And I said this the other day when I was being interviewed by somebody. I was like, it's just so, you know what it was? I was interviewing Joey Harkum. And I told him, I'm always kind of like, not weirded out, but when you look at other people's lives, like his whole life was about playing music and he was surrounded by that. My whole life was about sports. So whether I wasn't, if I was watching it or if I was playing it or if we're just talking it, I couldn't imagine not thinking about sports, you know, pretty much 24 hours a day. When you meet somebody that's not their world, it's always kind of strange. And I know you kind of feel the same way about that. And without there's no March Madness. And then now this week, it kind of hits even harder because I know you're a diehard Oriole fan the way I am. No opening day this week.
Yeah, and it's still, I don't really know if it's hit me that there is no opening day this week. Like, it'll come a time on Thursday where it's like, crap, yeah, I'm supposed to be doing something. And then I think that's when it's going to hit me. And it's, again, it is very weird because it's like, you know, yesterday someone tweeted at 12:10 or something like that. They said, I should be getting ready to watch Maryland. You know, yeah. I heard Haney earlier today said, I had a doctor's appointment on Wednesday. I should have been stopping in at the Dick's right across the street to get a Maryland shirt. And it's like, oh, that's right. There is none of that going on. Like, there's just nothing. And kind of echoing what you said, I tweeted this morning, like, I always just ask myself, like, what do people who don't like sports, like, what do they do? And then I tweeted and I said, now I know what they do. It sucks. Like, this is terrible. I mean, and obviously it's a terrible situation, what's going on. And people are sick and they're dying, and it's like it. But it's just, I mean, it is just a very weird time right now.
Yeah, it is strange because I feel like everybody's tune is kind of changing a little bit. You know, there were people who were like, oh, my God, this is a hoax, and they're blowing it way out of proportion. There were other people that are like, I'm going in my basement, and you won't see me for a month. I mean, there's all types of people, and then there's more and more information coming out. And I think the one thing you have to look at with the coronavirus is that how quickly it spreads. And people were going, okay, so Rita Wilson and her husband, sorry, that's Tom Hanks. I was trying to be funny. No, but when they got hit with it, and they're like, hey, we're in Australia, and they're filming a movie, and they were quarantined. And then, you know, Idris Elba, and then we started to hear NBA players. We heard that first with Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, but it started to spread around the NBA where Kevin Durant, who's not even playing, and 4 of his teammates, and Christian Wood with the Pistons, and then you had, Sean Payton with the Saints and the NFL and players, Major League Baseball players, they were talking about them. And it just spread so fast, and we're going to hear about more and more people that have it. I think everything they're doing is right. It just, you know, for us and as fans, where you look at your day-to-day lives and you like to take your mind off things, it just kind of sucks. And not kind of, it does. It sucks to not have any of it. And watching some of the old highlights and watching old basketball games or baseball games, yeah, there's a part of me that's it's a little nostalgic, and you watch it and you're having a good time, but I miss the real stuff. I miss, you know, seeing what's going to happen instead of knowing what happens.
Yeah, and I can watch some of those old games, you know, the Duke-Kentucky game, I think they were showing on CBS the other day. Like, that's neat and all that, but, like you were kind of saying, it gets to a point where I'm like, I want something new. I want what we should be watching. It's, you know, it's Maryland in the tournament. We should be watching, again, I think the Orioles were going to have that game at the Naval Academy either tomorrow or Wednesday, you know, against the Mets. Like, we should be watching that. We should be gearing up to see who the fifth starter is going to be and stuff like that. And it's just weird. And like you were talking about, you know, it's naming everyone who has it. It seems like at this point it's going to be who doesn't have it as opposed to who has it, because again, it's just spreading that quick. The phone of people getting it, that's kind of what I think is the shocking part. And, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of other people that we know and associate with and hang out with that you know, are going to end up having it.
Eric Arditi joining us here from Barstool Sports. Say one last thing. I know you're a Titans fan. Were you happy, unhappy that they didn't go after Tom Brady?
Oh, I didn't want Brady at all. I was, yeah. I mean, I just didn't, he's old. He's an old man. I mean,
he's 43.
I saw how he played. Yeah, and that's, I thought getting Tannehill, you know, at the deal that they got him for, I would rather have that than what the Buccaneers got Brady for. You know, I think you bring back Derrick Henry on the franchise tag, you run him into the ground this year and they'll let him walk, because obviously we've seen just this week what happens with those older running backs. But yeah, I mean, I was always out on Brady. If this was 5 or 6 years ago, yeah, let's take a ride. But 43, I mean, we saw how he was that second half of the season last year, and he just didn't look anything like his, you know, the Tom Brady we knew. Plus, you add him into a new system, you know, new surrounding cast, new playbook, all stuff like that. I was a hard no on that.
Hey, Nolan, I'm putting you in the spot. Can we take Eric out with some more Joe Exotic music? Can we play that on the way out? And, you know, it does. I don't know if this can cheer you up at all. His whole catalog, by the way, you guys should check it out. You believe this is a whole, me and my buddy were talking about this. This is just like Milli Vanilli. This isn't him singing, right?
Oh, there's no chance. My wife said the same thing. She said, he's actually a good singer. And I looked at her and I said, there's not a chance.
Well, we've all seen people singing that you look at going, nah, they're not a good singer. Like, that was one of my favorite things when they'd have karaoke at one of the local bars. I'd have bets with my buddies, like, what do you think? Like, and we kind of go like ACE because, like, you know, some people are unbelievably good. Then there's people like, okay, they're okay. Like, they could do this whenever they want. And then there's people that have no business being up there outside of being drunk and having a good time. And when I saw him singing, I'm going, there's no way.
I mean, he plays the part well, I'll say that. He holds that gun and, you know, those little kittens, and he looks the part, but I don't think those are the pipes for him.
So good. Sounds like an offbeat Joe Diffie or something. I don't know if that's in your country wheelhouse, but my family listens to country.
No, but I think I have a pretty good idea.
Anyway, hey, Eric, appreciate it, man. I want to make you a regular on here and hopefully get you, once we finally get back in the studio and can have people in the studio, hopefully get you in for an hour or so, man.
Hey, you let me know. I'll be there. We'll watch some more Joe Exotic music in the event.
Hey, yeah, tell everybody where they can find you on Twitter.
At EDITTI22, you know, I'll be tweeting about Adley, the Orioles, and trying to pump out some old Orioles videos to get everyone, you know, kind of get their spirits up.
Yeah, you can search for him on Barstool too, Barstool RDT. So appreciate it, man, and we'll talk down the line. All right,
absolutely. Take it easy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.